Hare Krishna. Some questions?
Yes, Maharaj. There is a question from Kunti Priya Didi. Aham Brahmani, as a stage of spiritual transformation.
Aham Brahmasmi?
Brahasmi, probably.
Brahmasmi.
Yeah.
Brahma Asmi.
Okay, but yeah. She made a mistake, typo maybe. How we should conceive it from the point of view of Vaishnava etiquette? That is the question.
How should we conceive of it from the point of view of Vaishnavism? So that would have been... Both can be answered. Maybe that we can connect them. First of all, we should say the Srimad Bhagavatam is the book of Krishna, describing Krishna, everything you need to know about Krishna, and that's everything. We shouldn't think, if to understand about Krishna is to understand everything. Yasmin vigyate sarvam eva vigyatam bhavati. Try to know that one thing upon knowing which everything is known. That sounds like something that it's worth investing your time and energy into. Right? When Sukadeva Goswami takes the presidential seat in the assembly in Sukartal, outside of that, on the banks of the Jamuna, where Parikshit Maharaj is fasting until death, cursed to die by the snake bird. The question asked by Parikshit Maharaj of Sukadev, what does he say? Nrinam shanti sahasrasa apashitam atmatattvam griheshu griyamiri. Apashitam atmatattvam griheshu griyamiri. Nrinam shanti sahasrasa. Varyan eshate prajna. Saying there are many questions that can be asked. And people's lives are preoccupied with thousands of subject matters and trivial things. I would sometimes, when I travel and I see people on smartphones, and particularly people who are like affluent and affluent women, which you would see particularly in like Moscow. The Moscow airport, people with an excessive display of wealth, and then on the phone, and I was saying, they give you they're projecting an image that what they're discussing on that phone is profound, it's super important, the world may not spin in the same way, the universe will never be the same. But I know in my heart of hearts, even though I don't understand the Russian language, I know that what they're talking about is like the most trivial nonsense. I mean, I say that with all due whatever. But they know it, and we all know it. Right? Not to say their lives are any less valuable than anybody else, because everyone else is doing the same thing. Why should I think my call is any more important if I'm not, discussing Krishna consciousness or things related to Krishna consciousness? But that's what Sukadeva's saying to Parikshit Maharaj. This is the question that someone should ask. What is the question he asked? What is the duty of one in life, specifically for one who is about to die? Which we should take note of, that he's not just saying people who aren't about to die, well, that's another thing. But since you've got this death sentence, you know, your time's running out. The clock, the sounds of time, whatever cliché you want to use. No, he says, what is the duty of anyone and everyone in life, but specifically for those who are about to die? That means for someone who in the midst of life realizes the impending mortality. As I've mentioned, the premier atheist of the 20th century and early 21st century, and who was like beloved by theists and atheists alike, because he was such a good, what's the word, contrarian argument. He made you think about your own position. So he was liked by everybody. Even the Christians were praying for him. In the end, he was a self-avowed atheist. But about his own condition, this cancer he had, he said they always write about this as a battle. You know, he's a fighter, he's going to fight this. With the doctors, they're fighting. And he said, and it's as if in the end, when you finally pass, they say, they could summarize this by saying, after a long battle with mortality, he succumbed. You say, what else is going to happen? But he just found this ironic and irritating. So he said, why don't you just say, after a long struggle with mortality, and his whole life he'd been dealing with that, because that's what everybody is dealing with. The theme in art, memento mori, death reminders, why there are so many pictures of death personified. It's one of the great themes of art, is dying. As I lay dying, death and dying. So Sukadev's telling him, this question you've asked is the question one should ask. And as opposed to inquiring about all these other relative things and wasting our time on Sahasra, Ninam Shanti Sahasrasa, thousands and thousands of subject matters. This is where we should focus ourselves, our attention. And that Bhagavatam, at the very beginning, says, Brahmeti Vedanti Tattva Vidas, what is that one thing? Yajjnanam Advayam, Advaya Gyan. There's only one thing to be known. You would think this makes it so easy. We only need to focus on this one thing. The book says in the beginning, there's only one thing to be known. Then tell me all about it. Right? Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaniti, Shabdyate. Described this way. One thing to be known, but these three aspects are there. Brahma, as you say, Ahang Brahmasmi, Brahma, means in a generic sense, spirit, yasya prabha, prabhavato jagadanda koti, koti shvaseshu vishuddhari vibhuti binam, tad brahma nishkalam anantam ashesha bhutam, govindam ari purusham tamaham bhajami. This brahma tells the effulgence of Krishna. It's the glow. We're told if you look at the sun, we're incapable from our present position and vision to discern anything other than its, you know, light, heat, that effulgence. But from a Vedic perspective, there's the sun planet, the inhabitants of the sun god. But from this position, all you can see is the effulgence. So we're told, this Brahma, which we will see many times it's rendered as impersonal Brahma. It's just the word Brahma is there, but it'll say impersonal aspect of the Absolute. Just for the sake of some analysis, nirakar means formless, nirvishesh means without qualities. Brahma doesn't necessarily have to be perceived as impersonal, right? Because it's Krishna's effulgence. So although there are so many verses that the Mayavadins prefer, sarvam kal vidam brahma, everything is brahma, ahang brahmasmi, this is actually one of their favorites. Atato brahma jigyasa, because they're taking it in an impersonal sense, brahma, this generic spirit, right? And have the audacity to say, tatvamasi, ahang brahmasmi, that I am that, or thou art that, tatvama, you are that, that great brahma, you are that. Guru Maharaj said, the opposite of what the Vaishnavas are saying. Gopi bhartur padakamalayo dasa dasa anudasa. Right? The servant of the servant of the servant of the lotus feet of the Braja Gopis of Vrindavan, who are the best servants of Krishna. Here, what are they saying? You know, I am that Brahma. Right? And as John Lennon said, and I am the walrus. I am he, as you are me, and we are all together. Don't think about it too much. But whether he was parodying that, or we're not, we take the song as a parody, but that's what it sounds like, some mumbo jumble. When I heard, before Wikipedia, there was this thing called an encyclopedia, you may remember. Others can Google it. and for writing, now they crowdsource information, and I mean, I'm a big fan, actually, of Wikipedia. I use it every day. But at these times, they would approach the world's leading authority on a particular, and say, would you write this part, this section of the encyclopedia? So, when it would come to Hinduism, it was always written by this British scholar named A.L. Basham. And he wrote a book that was required reading. Anyone who's going to study this in any university in America, England, I mean, English-speaking country, you had to read The Wonder That Was India by A.L. Basham. So he would be advertised as the world's leading authority on Hinduism. And actually, I like to think of him as like a closet Krishnite. Because he did, like, after all of this, he wasn't someone who spoke down about it, but with great appreciation. But he didn't like our deities, like with all the decorations and everything. He liked the South Indian style with just like jewels and things. But with all, you know. But anyway, at UCLA, University of California at Los Angeles, there was an advertisement, you know, the world's leading authority on Hinduism will speak, A.L. Basham. So I thought, you know, I'd like to go see it. See him, hear him, maybe speak to him. And he gave a slideshow on gods and goddesses, but like new ones, saying how in India they were like creating new gods and goddesses. What to speak of the ones everybody knows. And like one, it said, Shram Devata, the goddess of technology. And you see her in the center of a poster, and then with 10, you know, like a rocket going in the sky, somebody on a tractor, you know, like this was in the, when was it? In the 80s, I guess, the early part. And so Sram Devata, Santoshi Ma, who was a goddess created in the Bollywood movie. But all these simple-hearted Indian people, they went to see the movie. And in that movie, you know, Santoshi, like happy mother, happy giver, Santoshi Ma, you know, please her. There was some puja you do, and they noticed like Indian people in villages started worshiping Santoshi Ma after the movie. You know, so it's like going through these slides and everything. But when it came to the part about Mayavad and this, you know, I am you and you are me and we are that, you know, Aham Brahmasmi, we're Brahma, I'm Brahma. Actually, we merge into this one Brahma. I'll never forget what he said, though. He said, quite frankly, I don't know if I want to be you. I thought, in one sentence, he just dealt with this. He said, I don't know if I want to be you. I rather appreciate being me. And that we're all going to merge together as this. He said, I don't know. There's something inside of me that resists that. So how to understand Brahma as a principle, a concept, spiritual substance. So what is Krishna described as in Bhagavad Gita? Param Brahma. Not just Brahma, but Param Brahma, the supreme Brahman. How are Jivas described? Mam eva angsa jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana. After Krishna's address as the Param Brahma Krishna, yasyalinde Param Brahma, and that is a Raghupati Vidyaslo. The Param Brahma Krishna says, and the jivas, who are they? Jiva, they're anksha, mameva anksha, they're my anksas, they're parts of me. Which, if we just stop there for a moment, how wonderful is that? We hear about Krishna, the beauty of Krishna, you know, Ishvara Parama Krishna, Sachidananda Vigraha, Sachidananda Vigraha. It's not enough to say jivas are just conscious units, but Sachid Anandam, Sat Chid and Anandam with Vigraha, the form. As he is that, then Angsa, sun ray. So the sun ray has a glorious position. So as we are Brahma, but what type of Brahma? Right? To think we are the Param Brahma is sometimes described as what? The last snare of illusion. Like Guru Maharaj said at one point, these great renunciates, tyagis, tapasis, and we've seen some as well up in Badrinath and the Himalaya, who have no clothes in the freezing winter, they're bathing in the ice water. We're told the yogis in the hot summer sitting in a ring of fire. And we met one when I went to Badrinath. We hiked for around 3 weeks. One person we met, we invited for lunch. My friend was a good cook. Every few days, like, we're carrying on our backs some dal and atar, wheat flour, and invited this sadhu to join us. And when he took that, my friend was a very good cook. He carried a little vial of ghee, just, you know. He didn't know much English, but he said, beautiful. But when he asked, what is your name? Tyagi Baba. Where are you from? Nowhere. Because the idea is, you shouldn't say you're from somewhere. You shouldn't give it. Just Tyagi Baba. Where are you from? Nowhere. No name. from nowhere. And so he's renounced everything, except, I know, bidis, those little Indian cigarettes. Yeah. And so like he's smoking the bidis, and I said, Tyagi Baba, why are you smoking bidis? I don't get it. You know, that, he said, to pass the time. I said, oh, I'm so disappointed. But anyway, at least he was honest. He just said, oh, to pass the time. It's cold up here in the mountains. But Gurumar said, so they can give up everything, right? And some of them, including bidis, give up everything. He said, except for this one small thing that, what is it? I am God. Right? Can't give that up, but can give up the cloth, the this, the that. As I was on a train once in Calcutta, and a Nagababa, it means they wear nothing, or in the words of the Bhagavad, Digambara, they're wearing the directions. It's another way of saying nothing. And the ticket collector came, and he like goes, you know, and he looks at the Nagababa, and he knew, actually I knew this too, is that he didn't have a ticket. But they figure, if you're totally Naga, naked, then you ride for free. It's hard to fake that. I don't recommend it. But so Guru Maharaj is saying, they can give up everything, the clothes, the name, where you're from, you know, all identity, everything, except one thing, like Ahang Brahmasmi, Tattvamasi. And the long and short of that, really, what does it mean? I am God. That's what Ahang Brahmasmi means to them, and Tattvamasi. Interestingly, that was the sannyas mantram of the Mayavadins, Tattvamasi. So we're told that Mahaprabhu, he's ostensibly taking Mayavadi sannyas. He's taking sannyas from a so apparent Mayavadi who's not really Keshava Bharati. I think we hear he's Krishna Lila Sandipani Muni. Anyway, so Keshava Bharati is about to give the sannyas mantram to Mahaprabhu. And before he says it, Mahaprabhu says, I heard this mantram in a dream, Tattvamasi. Is this the mantra? Tattvamasi. And Guru Maharaj said, we're told in this act, Mahaprabhu is initiating Keshava Bharati, and he's repurposing this from thou art Brahma, God, to I am yours, Gopi Bhav. Now the gopis think, we belong, we are Krishna's. They're saying, this is what I heard. So then Mahaprabhu is giving him, he's initiating him. Then Keshava Bharati is now having been initiated in Mahaprabhu's conception of what this means. He says, yes, this is the mantra. It's a very beautiful moment. And so we hear when Mahaprabhu is when he is preaching to Prakasananda Saraswati and the so-called 60,000 Mayavadis there in Varanasi about Vedanta, and if not there, it could also be in the Atmarama explanation to Sanatana Goswami, or it can be in both, but it's in Charitamritam. He says something very, very important. He says, when the Vaishnavas, and we mean more specifically Gaudiya Vaishnavas, And he's saying, this is the key to understanding Vedanta. It's the key to understanding all of this, actually. And it's very simple. If we can only do this or remember this when you read these things. He said, wherever the Vaishnavas see the word Brahma, they replace it with Krishna. Brahma means Krishna. It will always mean that. So Brahma, Paramatma, Bhagavan, it's not like Brahma's one thing, Paramatma is another thing, Krishna's another thing. Like about that sun, if I had a palm full of rubies, and there was the sun, and the sun could shine into each ruby, you could see a reflection of the sun. Paramatma is compared to like that. Still Krishna, but this reflection of Krishna in this particular way is not just a mere reflection, but an angsha, a part of Krishna, just that jiva or type of angsha. These others are also type of kala, ete cha angsa kala pungsa Krishna's tu Bhagavan Swayam. Krishna is the original. And just like the sun shining, reflecting, you look in each ruby, you'd see a little miniature sun. So in each jiva soul, there's a little Paramatma. But it's Krishna. It's Krishna reflected into the heart of all these jivas. This is the way he does that. And so Brahma shouldn't, it is spiritual by nature, being the effulgence of Krishna. We even hear from Guru Maharaj, comprised of so many individual units of consciousness, jiva souls. So it cannot really, truly be impersonal. That's just the perspective of those who do not accept the personality of Godhead. Right? It cannot be divorced from the personality of Krishna. Right? So, Brahma, Paramatma, and Bhagavan, what is the distinguishing feature of Bhagavan? Shakti and Shaktiman means accompanied by his potency, means Lakshmi Narayan, Sita Ram, Rukmini Dwarkanath, Mathuresh, and finally Radha, Radharani, and the Brajagopis, Radha and Krishna. That is Bhagavan. So don't think of Brahma, to be deceived to think of Brahma independently of Krishna. So the Bhagavad Gita is saying, this is one thing to be known, it's Brahma, Paramatma, Bhagavan, if we are to analyze in this way. But it's only one thing, and that one thing is Krishna. So, aham brahmasmi, and aham, mameva angsa jiva loke, jiva bhuta sanatana. Jivas are, they're Brahma, but they're angsa of Krishna. So, in terms of etiquette, what to speak of Vaishnava etiquette, but the etiquette factoring in Brahma and Paramatma, we'll start with that, that it is the part of the Vedic way of seeing things, right? In recognition of the presence of Parama. There's spirit soul, a jiva soul, and accompanied by the Paramatma, and that jiva is an angsa of Krishna. So they're to be respected and treated as such. How Rupa Goswami gives advice, also the Bhagavatam gives advice, because lest, like Gurudev pointed out about this one lady in Calcutta, she used to be seen giving dandavats to stones out on the street and the pathway and different places, the footpath. And when people say, Didi, what are you doing? And she would say, one of them might be Shiva. So that's erring on the side of caution, but maybe a little too extreme. So the Mahabhagavatam may have, and have this, what is it? Sarvabhuteshu yagpasyed Bhagavan, and also there's another verse from Bhagavad Gita. One who sees me everywhere and everything, I'm never lost to them, they're never lost to me. I forget the Sanskrit. But Mayi something. They're seeing like that, but not equating everything with Swayam Bhagavan Krishna. They see Krishna behind everything and can detect Krishna's presence when everything. That's another thing. There's a very exalted level of Vishnu. Told the Kanishtha Adhikari, Madhyama Adhikari, they're trying to expand their vision. So basically from the operative position of Madhyam Adhikar to make some distinction. Right? We're told those who, although these things are basically true, everyone's a spirit soul, Paramatma's in everyone, but some, this person's opposed to the culture of Krishna consciousness. So we're dealing with them cautiously. This person is friendly toward the promotion of Krishna consciousness. We're establishing a connection with them and like that. In recognition of the presence of Paramatma and Jivatma, the Vedic etiquette is not to step over. That's why when you see someone walking, they put their hand down to make a pathway, to not have your foot cross over the body of another living being, what to speak of a human being. Right? In recognition of the presence of Atma, Jivatma, Paramatma. Right? So that's general etiquette. But then the question of Vaishnava etiquette comes, that the Vaishnavas are those whom Krishna has accepted as his own. Right? Diksha kale bhakta kore atma samarpan. Through his agent, Krishna is accepting them as his own. So they have some special position. We could have mentioned yesterday, we did not, when, and sometimes it's invoked at the time of Vyas Puja, the sloka, to how to properly understand position of Vaishnava Guru, that Parvati is inquiring from Mahadev, Shiva, saying, what is the highest type of worship? And Shiva is saying, Aradhana nam sarvesham. Aradhana, meaning sarvesham, all time. Vishnu aradhanam param. So no less than Shiva himself saying that. But she's thinking, well, you are my Prabhu, my Lord. She's feeling a little despondent hearing that, saying, is my worship and service to you less than that? He says, Aradhanam Sarvesham Vishnu Aradhanam Param. He said, but Tasmat Parataram Devi Paratam, but higher than that. That's the highest type of worship, but even higher than that, Tadiyanam Samarchanam, what is dear to the Lord, right, is higher. And see the connecting thread. What are we saying every day? Kintu praboya priya eva tasya bande guru sri charanaravindam. Sakshad hari tena samasta shastre uktastata bhav yateva sadvi. Kintu means but. Prabhu priya. Achyuta priya. Prabhu Priya, the one who is dear to Krishna, That's a higher. What does Krishna say? Madbhakta puja abhyadika. It takes precedence over my own worship. Tasmai deyam tato grajam sa cha puja cha yata yaham. Something. My devotees, they're equal to me. They can receive everything I receive in other places. Saying they're even in a superior position. And because who is the, of those who are dear to Krishna, who is the most dear of the dear? Who is the most dear to Krishna? It means Srimati Radharani. So why did I say this? Oh, about Aradhanana, the Vaishnavas, whom Krishna has accepted as his own. So we, and this is dealt with, Guru Maharaj says, by Bhaktivinoda Thakur in the Upadesha Samhita and his commentaries, how to deal with different, those who have some connection with Krishna Nam or Krishna consciousness, not to be indiscriminate in showing reverence and appreciation. But when he mentioned about taking the holy name of Krishna and initiated, saying those who have a proper connection with a substantial agent, some formal respect must be shown to them. Someone who's taking the name of Krishna, they do not, they're maybe uninitiated, right? Saying internally we may respect that, but someone who is initiated by a substantial agent, some formal respect should be shown to them. So there's always the general description of something, and then, as Guru Maharaj says, quoting that aphorism, as connotation increases, denotation decreases. And we say, general spiritual idea, then Vaishnavas, then within the Vaishnavas, Gaudiya Vaishnavas, and like that. Madhavendra Puri Sambandha Darajani. The so-called Shanorya Brahmin, when he met Mahaprabhu, by observing his qualities, characteristics, the sort of things that were being expressed by Mahaprabhu, appreciated by him, he said, Madhavendra Puri Sambandha Darajani. I can understand having never met you before, but just by the sort of things that you're expressing, and here he's referring to very substantial things, you know, Radha Bhavaduti Subolita Nomi Krishna Sarupam. And he's saying, but I can understand, coming in connection with you, that you must have a relationship with Madhavendra Puri. So that means he can recognize spiritual substance and of the highest quality when it's before him. He has that capacity, and that he has the capacity to recognize that indirectly certifies him. This reminds me of the time when Srila Guru Maharaj accompanied Srila Saraswati Thakur in a house program. Normally, when Srila Saraswati Thakur would speak, three secretaries or devotees, they would take notes. Like we have these recording, the cameras, the audio, video, but they would write it and then later compare their notes, and that would become a transcript. But this night, it's only Saraswati Thakur and Guru Maharaj. And they go to the house, and And there Srila Saraswati Thakur is speaking on this famous sloka from the 10th canto of Bhagavatam, around the time it's introducing the appearance of Krishna. Satyam ratam priya satyam. It uses the word satyam maybe 8 or 9 times. And Saraswati Thakur gave an extraordinary explanation of this sloka. The absolute truth and all the different ways it could be understood and meant, and it was extraordinary. And while he was speaking, Guru Maharaj found himself in a dilemma. He did not have paper and a pen. And then he thought, I should go get a paper and a pen. And he thought, but this is so extraordinary, I'll miss something. So then he didn't go. He just kept listening. It was too mesmerized hearing Saraswati Thakur speak. And so afterwards, Saraswati Thakur asked me, he said, did you write that down, the talk that I gave? And Guru Maharaj explained his dilemma. I was so riveted to what you're saying, I couldn't tear myself away to go get a pen and paper. And Saraswati Thakur chided him. He said, then you are a Gobar Ganesh, which means, you know, Ganesh with his he writes what is dictated by Veda Vyas. Gobar means cow dung. So it's a euphemism for saying you're useless. I mean, here we are smiling. It's our Param Guru, my Param Guru, chastising my Guru Maharaj, and it's a jolly affair. That's also possible. And Guru Maharaj is telling that story like happily. He said, then you're a Gobar. And so Saraswati Thakur also, his sense of humor, the turn of phrase and the selection of words, and then you're a Gobar Ganesh. And then he told him, he said, you thought it was an extraordinary talk. He said, I thought it was an extraordinary talk. And that's why I'm asking you, I wanted to go through that again and hear those things that I said. So Guru Maharaj, this is why I'm connecting to the Madhavendra Puri and recognizing the quality of things. As Guru Maharaj said, so, he said, afterwards I felt, I lamented that I didn't do this particular seva. I felt bad about that. He's saying, but there was another side of me that I was very happy that when he was in that zone and saying something extraordinary, that I knew it. I could recognize that. So some happiness came to me that I thought this was extraordinary and he also thought it was extraordinary. So some certification came in the thing. Dandavat Diri, Hare Krishna. Hanugita, Hare Krishna. Caution. What was that on Gurudev's veranda? The caution. There was written in Bengali some thing like that. But so, the Vaishnava, one of their qualities is to never put another living entity into anxiety. Anyone, anything, any living being. Right? Ahimsa proper means that. Not to put another living being into anxiety. Unless it's spiritual anxiety. I like to say, Vaikuntha, we're told the world without anxiety. But Vaikuntha is the lower hemisphere of the spiritual world, and the upper hemisphere of the spiritual world, full of anxiety. We think, no, wait a minute, I thought that's supposed to be. But what do I mean by that? Because that said, we're told, you know, the tiger and the everyone there is, they're all friends and getting along, just like in a Disney movie, but better. Because they're all super servitors and super Krishna conscious, and they can speak and express wonderful poetry like Sukh and Shari, the parrots. They can sing beautiful songs about Radha and Krishna that they've composed. But in that realm, if the milk is boiling over, it's putting Yashoda in anxiety. That's the anxiety I'm talking about. So much so that she pushes Krishna away from her breast to go tend to the milk. And Krishna's crying. You've made the Param Brahma that we keep talking about unhappy. Why? What is she doing? Does she know what she's doing? She's a Gyanashunya Bhakta. I repeat, does she know what she's doing? What she's doing is higher than what you can know, than what the rational mind is capable of appreciating. That her heart, her service mood to Krishna is so great, she's pushing Krishna off her breast to go tend to that milk that's boiling over. And sometimes we're told, what is that cow's name? Padmagandago. That there's so many cows. I mean, Vrindavan, first of all, they find the paniya suya vasakandara kandamule, the sweet grasses of Govardhan. When do they pick up camp and move to a new place? When there's sweeter grass to be found elsewhere. So they find the sweetest grass. And then we're told there's some cows. And so that milk, one cow, Padmagandago, produces milk that has the fragrance of a lotus flower. It's very special milk from a very special cow. And that milk is for Krishna, and that milk is on the stove boiling over. So Mother Yashoda is saying, they say there's no use crying over spilt milk, not in Goloka Vrindavan. Actually, crying over spilt milk in Goloka Vrindavan is liberating. It will be the ultimate expression of your heart if you feel something for that. That's another type of anxiety. Right? Saraswati Thakur put people in anxiety for another purpose. And we're told that once, in a very high verse from Rupa Goswami, Satchinam Nayanam Bhubandushu Kritam Sloka, saying that Srimati Radharani is experiencing very intense separation to the point that in this particular instance, she can't stop crying. Implying other times she can stop at some point. But there's this particular time where she is unable to stop crying. And it's starting, it says the Guru Varga means the elders, they're becoming worried. And everyone is very worried. Even Chandravali expressed one place, she admits to Radharani, she's saying, without you, Krishna will never come back. I admit it, you're superior to me. And if you're not here in Vrindavan, we have no hope that he will ever return. So please, for the benefit of us all, she's crying incessantly, and then we say, suddenly she stops crying, because everyone's gathered around. And they say, oh, finally she stopped crying. And they see all of Radharani's Sakis and Mandri, they're all crying. All of her tears were transferred to them. Now they're all crying, but she stopped crying. So all we can say is that there's some service that is wanted from us by our Guru Varga. They have mercifully sacrificed themselves to gift Krishna consciousness to one and all. Their only unhappiness is seeing people suffering for want of Krishna consciousness. They want to transfer that conception to the heart of all who've been given the gift of Krishna consciousness. That should compel us to want to extend Krishna consciousness to others. Vilasatu Hridi Nityam Bhakti Siddhanta Vani. Srila Swami Maharaj and Radha Damodar could have stayed there beautifully. Rupa Goswami, Samadhi, Bhajan Kutir, Jiva Goswami, Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami, Radha Damodar deities, Radha Vrindavan, just so beautiful, just could have stayed there, taking the name, relishing the scriptures, but Vilasatu Hridi Nityam Bhakti Siddhanta Bani. The words, the order of Srila Saraswati Thakur playing in his heart can never forget that. And what is that? To extend Krishna consciousness to others. So at great personal inconvenience, risking his life, putting himself on the altar of self-sacrifice, he delivers Krishna consciousness to the world. And with this tacit, and freely, with the tacit understanding, if you appreciate this, you will extend it to others. What does it say in the Krishna Kirtana Gana Nartana Pro Premamitam Bonidi Dira Dira Janapriyo Priyakro Nirmatsaro Pujito, like the Bhagavatam, Nirmatsaranam Satam Nirmatsaro Pujito Dira Dira. Everyone loves Sanatana Goswami, whoever they were. What do they call that? Buro Baba, like old father, grandfather, everyone loved him. Dira, dira, the dira and the adira. Dira, dira, janapriyo, dira, priyakaro, nirmatsaro, pujito, sri chaitanya, kripaburo, buyuvo, bharavahantavako, bande rupa, sanatano, raguligo, sri jivago, palako. Hare Krishna. Hari Haraya Namo Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Hari Haraya Namo Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Yadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Namaha. Gopal Govinda Ram Sri Madhusudan. Giridhari Gopinath Madana Mohan. Chaitanya Nityananda Sri Advaita Chandra. Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jai Rupa Sanatan Bhakta Raghunath. Sri Jiva Gopala Bhata Dasa Raguna. Echai Gochai Kori Charana Bandhan. Jaha Hoite Vignanash Abhishta Puran. Hey, chai go chai dar mui taro das.
Chai go chai dar mui
taro das. Tansa bara pada renu mora panchagras. Tandara charana sevi bhakta sane vas. Janame janame mor ehi abhilas.
Janame
janame mor ehi abhilas. Ejai go braje koilo vas. Radha Krishna Nitya Lila Korilo Prakash.
Radha Krishna
Nitya Lila Korilo Prakash. Anande Bolo Hari Bhaja Vrindavan. Sri Guru Vaishnava Pade Majayaman. Sri Guru Vaishnava Pad Padma Koriyas.
Sri Guru Vaishnava Pad Padma Koriyas.
Purinam Sankirtan Kohe Narottamadas.
Hey
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Nama Charja Shilaharidas Thakur ki jai. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasari Gaur Bhakti Vrinda ki jai. Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan ki jai. Vrindavan Dham ki jai. Navadeep Dham ki jai. Shri Chaitanya Saraswatmat ki jai. Shri Gupta Govardhan ki jai. Ganga Devi Jamuna Devi Bhakti Devi Tulsi Devi ki jai. Om Vishnupad Vishvavarena Srilasi Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai. Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Madhacharya Vrinda Ki Jai. Jai Srila Bhakti Bhimalabhadut Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Srila Bhakti Ranjan Madhusudan Maharaj Ki Jai. Seva Vrinda Ki Jai. Samaveda Bhakti Vrinda Ki Jai. Nitai Go Premanande.